This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 10:34, it's time for the 2010 Milk Chug Challenge. Here's your MC, Terry Tote.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. And Tobin, we appreciate you sitting back in the controls and taking care of all the dials and switches today as we are here for the 2010 edition of the Prairie Farms Milk Chug, the milk drinking contest. And first off, we're going to bring in Kevin Olson from Prairie Farms Dairy. And Kevin, tell us about some of the fine fare you brought with you today.
All right, we have five selections today. We have whole milk, we have 2%, we have Crave Latte, which is a...
How do you spell that?
Never mind, just look at the bottom. That is a coffee drink with chocolate milk as well. We've got the regular premium chocolate milk, which is, you can't pass that stuff up. And then we have our 1% malt. Chocolate malt?
Yeah. As in like malted milk?
Something like that.
Make sure and leave a couple of those.
I will.
All right, thank you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have several participants on our WSMI staff who have nothing better to do with their lives than drink milk on this beautiful morning.
You know it.
So nothing's different than any other normal day here at the radio station.
You get paid for this.
And then we're going to have the big event, the big card, so to speak, between Kevin and Action Jan Dona and the Action Jan News team. Oh, my goodness. But we'll get to those two here in just a moment. First off, let us introduce our participants. Guys, if you want to step up to the microphone over here as I introduce you. First off, from our WSMI staff, Tim... The Skim Mize. Timmy, good
morning. That's right. I'm taking all you down. No skim milk required. 2% whole milk all the way, baby.
Now, you got to remember, Tim and Scott were co-winners last year as we had a tag team event. And so we're going to bring in the co-winner, Scott the Creamer Merriman, presented by Fermented Milk Productions.
The Creamer is here to drink some milk.
And Scott is very highly decorated today.
Yes, I have a bib. Last year I was told to wear a bib.
There was an incident last year.
So he contacted Tim Gunn.
Yes.
And Tim Gunn suggested that he wear this bib today to drink milk.
Yes, so. There was an incident last
year. Last year, Scott wound up with more on his shirt and in his emancipator beard than in his belly.
Now, I'm just wondering,
that is
this
true.
Going to end up on
it
news
is true.
You can abuse?
It could potentially, I guess.
It would have to be a big incident.
Yes, there's always an incident.
There's always an incident
involved. The
potential
is here.
Another participant, Tyler the Homogenizer Atwood.
How you doing, T?
Pretty good, Tyler. Boy, you guys have some really cool Prairie Farms hats.
Yeah.
I wonder where you got those
donated
from.
Donated by a gentleman you just spoke with.
All right. Yes. So, Tyler, you've never done this.
I have never done this, and I have no visions of grandeur here. I have no clue what's going to happen. So,
all
this
right.
is going to be great, actually.
Well, welcome to the crowd. No illusions of anything. That's us. The Curdler, Randy, the morning man, the bright good morning voice that's heard but never
good morning.
Seen. The Curdler Prangy.
Oh,
who, by the way, was the 1998 champion.
That's right. Boy, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. It's kind of like the Rams.
Yeah, kind of like. Yeah. Except this is cheaper.
This is cheaper, and I'm never getting on the air at 7:30 in the morning again. So, okay, Randy, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Much too much, yes. Also, Nine Maids of Milking Productions proudly presents, yes, the lactose tolerator, Tommy. Wartlow Williams. Tommy.
Those aren't booze, they're moos. Today I drink for Gillespie and America.
Tom, have you ever done any sort of thing like this before, including alcoholic beverages?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. Let's now meet Mark Chugnad!
Yeah!
Bean Blossom!
What up?
Now, this young man just wasn't in college, but just a few years ago. So you've undoubtedly done stupid stuff like this, right?
I cannot say it this time!
It's still being litigated.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to jail! Yeah!
Also joining us, Antonio, the Dairy King, Tito!
I am the Dairy King. I am the people's champion here to drink the milk.
Have you ever done anything like this?
I also plead the fifth.
All right. You drink the fifth or take the fifth? Or a little bit of both?
Both.
Both. All right. Also, a late entry, Beth, the lactose intimidator, Niehaus from our front office.
Intimidator here. These guys are mean.
They don't scare you.
No.
She has to put up with them every day. There's nothing. And our final contestant, a former champion herself, Rita, participant number 9, Frazier.
Thanks. Wish me luck. Wish me luck.
Rita was the champion in 1997. And then on the main event, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're just going to have to wait on that one. Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to have a heat. We're going to involve all the 9 participants. The top 4 performers will advance to the second round. And we will then crown a champion of the undercard before we get to the big time with the main event with Kevin, the Milkinator Olson, and Jan, the Pasteurizer. Wait a minute. We have a question. We have a question from Beth, the Lactose Intimidator.
May I have a timeout?
You need a timeout? I guess we can grant her a timeout. We can grant you. You need a chair? Okay. Well, here on this sunny day, Beth is walking over to the side of the building and grabbing a chair. And she's grabbing a chair and something else, and my goodness, the Intimidator, uh-oh. Is she going to hit somebody over the head with that chair? Oh, my goodness. I don't know that these boys are in for this sort of stuff. Well, Beth is now sitting down very properly and prim, and she has a brown paper sack next to her.
I'm intimidated.
The rare chug attempt while sitting. This has never been attempted before.
This has never been accomplished.
Dangerous.
I think we have searched the internet, and we don't have a sitting down type champion.
We have searched the Googles, and this does appear to be a first.
All right. Well, let's get everybody their milk. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. It's the total amount of milk that you drink in 30 seconds, and the top 4 participants will advance to the next round of play. And, of course, we want to thank our friends at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness at Prairie Farms. All farmer-owned. This is local stuff. This is the good stuff, folks. Right, Kevin?
Oh, it is the good stuff. And I tell you, T, when I was a little boy, my mama told me, Kevin, you drink your milk. You'll be a big boy someday. And I did. My dad had come in from the barn with a fresh bucket of milk, and he said, Kevin, you drink this milk before breakfast before you go to school. Yeah. And okay. I tell you what, T, I wouldn't be where I am without the milk.
All right, Amato, all about the crowd.
Oh, it is all about the milk.
All right.
Let's find out what our participants, the participants going to drink? Beth, the lactose intimidator.
I love my 2%.
All right, Beth's going with the 2%. Tyler.
I got a mix of 2% and the Alpine Avalanche 1% low-fat chocolate malt milk.
Right. Tim the skin?
I've just realized I need to make some drastic changes in my life, but I'm going with the chocolate milk. I will channel my inner child back when I was a kid, and I would want to drink as much chocolate milk as possible, and the mother would have to cut you off.
I expect that from the skin.
I'm going with the inner child here in the chocolate.
Okay, Scott. The creamer is going with whole chocolate milk.
What a man. I'm going to slide down, and boy, those bibs. Trouble is my middle name. What's the one on the back say? Like father, like son. Oh, my God, your son's going to be so embarrassed.
And his father's disappointed, too. The Dairy King has decided to go with the chocolate milk because the Dairy King is ready to let the people know that the people's champion is ready.
The Dairy King, as only the Dairy King can put it. Oh, how about Chug Knight?
I'm drinking milk.
How about Tommy, the lactose tolerator, Courtlow William?
I was told there'd be cornflakes.
Tommy, what are you drinking, man?
I've got a mix of 2% and chocolate.
Randy, how about you?
2%.
All righty. And Rita?
2%.
All right. Oh. Okay. Kevin, you're going to be the official.
I'll
We've got the air horn. We will start on the air horn. I will count down 30 seconds. Everybody got your milk open? 30 seconds coming up in 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! And the chugging begins. Oh my goodness, there are these boys and girls chugging. And wait a minute, what's Beth doing here? Beth is pulling out of that paper sack a crystal glass and a candle. And now she's pouring milk into the... And, oh, my God, Scotty's got milk through the nose. Oh, we got milk through the nose. 5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's 30 seconds. Put him down, boys and girls. All right. Oh, my goodness. This is such a prim and proper setting for Beth. I think they are truly intimidated, Beth. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Is that a real candle in there?
No.
It's a battery-operated candle. And a chocolate. I got a chocolate chip cookie. How about that? Wow. All right. All right. Scotty, are you surviving? Are you okay?
Good to go.
All right.
Everything smells like chocolate.
Hey, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's check the totals here. What do we have? Tim, what'd you get? What'd you down?
I got 2 full pints down.
All right, and he's breathing heavy.
I didn't get much. About one and about a quarter.
One and a quarter. All right. The dairy. Scotty, what'd you get down?
One and a half.
So Tim, so far, is in the lead. Dairy King.
The Dairy King did 1 3/4.
Okay, so he's in the running. He's in the running. All right. Chug. Well, that's a nice shirt you got there, Chug.
I've gone blind.
Well, it looks like Chug's got 1 full one down and about 1 3/4. Okay.
I had several sips.
Beth, the lactose intimidator, has intimidated us with 2 sips of Prairie Farms 2% milk. But the chocolate chip cookie was awful darn good. Tommy, how about you?
I did 3.
Tommy did 3. He's the leader in the clubhouse. Wow, Randall.
I had about 3/4 of 1.
3/4 of 1? Well, yeah, but we powered up Randy all morning along with coffee. So, you know, he's gotten a good excuse. Where'd Rita go?
Where's participant number 9?
Left 3.
Oh, Rita got a half one, and Rita's off to do some work. All right. So our leaders, Tom Williams with 3, Tim Mize with 2, the Dairy King with 1 3/4, and I think, what'd you have, Scotty?
Do we have to have a drink off between Chug and the creamer?
Ooh. I think Chug got it by just a sip. So our final four. Chug has out-sipped him. So our final four, Tim the Skim Eyes, Mark Chug Knight Bean Blossom, Antonio the Dairy King Tutso, and the man, the leader in the clubhouse, 9 Maids of Milking Productions, the lactose tolerator, Tommy Courtlow Williams.
Courtlow's going to be tough to catch, I'm not going to lie. He's got the full pint lead going into the final heat here. Could be a challenge.
Now, this is aggregate scoring, so it's the total that you do, that you drink in both rounds. So these guys are at least a full pint behind Tommy Williams. This is going to be a tough chance for you guys.
We do have a report on Tommy. Apparently, there is a Balco investigation going on. We will come back with reports. Later.
Stomach
implant. Does anybody need a heart-shaped napkin?
That's not big enough.
Could you make those into a bib real quick? Tommy, you breathing back there, buddy? All right. Are we ready for round 2? This is the crown, the WSMI champion. All right. Now, again, this is aggregate scoring, so everything that they drank in the first round counts towards the final score. And again, Tom Williams with a pretty healthy lead right now. Again, the Dairy King, what are you going with?
I'm going to go with a round 2 of chocolate and mix it up with a little bit of 2%.
All right. Chug, what are you doing, man?
I think it's still milk.
The master of the understatement, Chug Knight. Yes, sir. Tell me, what are you going with, buddy?
I'm going to stick with what works. I'm going with the mix of 2% and chocolate.
All right. And Tim the Skim?
I got to incorporate some 2% into this thing or else it could be a big problem.
All right. Here we go. Now, we got to remind you that Tim and Scott have to do News You Can Abuse this afternoon. So, you know, this is very important that they stay.
Well, Scott may be doing it. Tim may not.
I may not make
it. All right, gentlemen. Gentlemen, to your positions.
Hey, King, get out of my spot.
King
get
is
back
a
in your position.
Respect the crown.
Get out of here, people. Chump.
All right. Open up your drinks, gentlemen.
Spread out.
Another 30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, do you have the air horn there, sir? All right, we are going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! And we're off for another 30 seconds to determine the champion at WSMI before we get to the main event here in the 2010 Chug. We are 10 seconds in.
Williams has got two down.
Oh, my goodness. Tommy is going to town here. Holy cow. 10 seconds to go. We're down to the final few seconds. The Dairy King. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Time! There we go. Oh, my goodness gracious. Tom Courtlow Williams, the lactose tolerator. 6. That is a world record. Congratulations.
I'm going home and going to bed.
He is no longer a Courtlow. And the good news is, Tommy, you'll grow up big and strong when you get older because you've had all that good Prairie Farms milk in you. All righty. So Tommy's a champion. He did 6. Dairy King, how did you do?
What did you finish with?
You know, I'm going to have to stop the voice because it's going to cause some reflux here. I got 1 1/4.
All right.
So that's a total 1 1/4?
Yeah, no, all together 3 3 1/4.
Okay, 3 1/4 total.
Tim?
Probably 3 1/4 for me. I got the first one down in the second heat feeling pretty good. Then I heard Tom, you already had 2 down, so I basically just shut her down for posterity's sake. Tom's got to be
like
a cow.
Cardinals.
He's got to have 4 stomachs to handle 6 pints of milk in a minute. That's ridiculous. I'm happy with my effort. I did what I wanted to do. Got 2 pints in the first 30 seconds. That's all I can ask for.
And where's Chug Knight? Where'd he go?
That's impressive, Courtlow.
He's in back.
Chug is out back. We'll get a comment from Chug here coming up in a few minutes. Tell you what, while we reset everything here, we're going to take a quick break. Tobin, take care of a couple of minutes worth of business and send it back to us in just a moment as 2010 Prairie Farms Milk Chug continues right after these messages.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932, Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the Fall Festival at Benilde City Park this Saturday, brought to you by the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. It kicks off with the Tour de Coal bike ride. Register anytime from 7 to 9 a.m. Then don't miss the free exotic animal education shows, the Kitty Corner, Blackburn College's reptile display featuring the opportunity to hold a live snake, and more. There's free live entertainment throughout the morning and afternoon and a real live liger. This Saturday, the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce's Fall Festival at Benilde City Park from 7 to 4. For more info, visit coalcountrychamber.com.
Need an appliance that's built strong to last long? The Power of Maytag event is going on now at Roche's Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center with your chance to receive up to a $750 prepaid rebate card by mail with the purchase of select Maytag appliances. Whether you need a washer, dryer, refrigerator, or cooking appliance, now is the time to save on the brand you can depend on. Plus, at Roche's Direct Maytag, 12-month special financing is available. Hurry down to Roche's Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center in Litchfield today to take advantage of one of Maytag brand's biggest events of the year. And this Friday, starting at 8 a.m., the Illinois Appliance Replacement Program is on, offering 15% off qualifying Energy Star appliances purchased for replacement. See Roche's Direct Maytag Home Appliance Center south of the stoplight on 109 historic Old Route 66 for details. Power of Maytag offer valid now through November 3rd, 2010. See store for full details and qualified models. Financing offer subject to credit approval.
FM 106. We're back at the 2010 Prairie Farms Milk Chug, the milk drinking contest, as Tom Quartlow Williams is no longer a Quartlow. He downed six pints of Prairie Farms milk to win the WSMI championship. And now we come to the main event with our two participants. Jan, the pasteurizer donor, one of my favorite people. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Terry T. I don't know where I got the name the pasteurizers. I rarely hang out in pastures anymore.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, that part of your life is over.
Right. Well, you know, but I'm here to be a good sport. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to down, but... you know, I'm ready. I got the lucky bra on. I'm ready.
All right. Jan's got the lucky bra on. And, you know, good things happen when Jan has her lucky brassiere on. That's it. We know that from the past, you know. Jan just has that sort of history. And here's Kevin, the Milkinator Olson. Hi, Kev.
T, I tell you what.
Kevin, you don't have a lucky bra on, do you?
Nothing of the sort, but... We don't have equipment in our plants that processes milk as fast as Williams. Something ain't right.
No, that's not right.
I think he's got a couple of extra bladders down in his pants there that he just, you know.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out, won't we, Tom? All right. So, Kevin, what are you going with here?
I'm going with straight 2%.
All right. This is 1/32nd.
There's no chocolate left.
All right, Jan, what are you going with, kid?
Well, I like chocolate, you know, so... Oops, I got it. Whoa! Whoa!
Jan,
whoa! Jan,
oh, okay. Wait a minute, we get a replacement here. We can get a replacement. Jan accidentally...
There was an incident, Terry.
There was an incident.
Right.
And you guys
that's
saw
right.
it, right?
That's right. You know, and I am not affiliated with BP.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. All right. Just 1/32nd chug off. Is that what we're doing?
We got it.
All right. Let me get around here.
To get this baby in.
Okay. Here we go, kids. All right. Let me get behind all these people who are trying to take pictures and this sort of stuff. And by the way, we have a good crowd on hand here.
Yeah, we do.
We should have charged admission.
Of course, in radio, there's no such thing as a bad crowd.
That's
anybody
right.
That
that's
shows
true.
Up, we're happy.
As long as you got a sound effects tape, what the heck happens, right?
People came to see
that's right. Do we have air horn? Who's got the air horn?
I got it.
You got it, Scotty? All right. Here we go. Coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! And they're off. Kevin Olson downing the 2%. Action, Jan Dona, the pasteurizer, working on that chocolate milk. Olson's already down one. He's about done with the second one. He is done with the second one. We are now approaching 15 seconds remaining. Jan's got one down.
It'd be a whole other game if I had a beer.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's it! Kevin Olson downs 3, and the winner of the main event, Kevin the Milkinator Olson! Oh my goodness! The pride of Prairie Farms comes through big time!
Vengeance is mine!
Like I said earlier, when I was a little boy, my mama said, Kevin, you drink your milk, and you grow up strong. My daddy come in from milking the cows with a big old bucket of milk, and he said, Kevin, this is all for you.
This move is for you. Congratulations, Kev.
Oh, thanks. This was a lot of fun.
Quick, Jan, I liked your comment there. I'm not sure everybody caught it about the beer.
This would be a whole other game if I had a beer. This would not have the proper head on it, let me tell you.
Well, Jan,
you know, I prevented osteoporosis.
There we go. Jan, thanks so much for coming by. Always good to see you.
No problem. It's great to see you. It's so good to see everybody again. I knew I wasn't going to win this thing, but I was just so happy to come out and see everybody.
Jan Donut.
Oh, no. There is more luck to be had, let me tell you.
The day is young, so the bra is good for the rest of the day. Let's just face it here.
So we're going to have a tournament of champions here. We're going to have Tommy Quartlow versus Kevin Olson.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to. I think we better call it while we're ahead. All right. Kevin, thank you so much on behalf of Prairie Farms Dairy and of course,
to do it.
happy to do it, and thanks for having us out.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. On behalf of all the participants here this afternoon, we thank you for tuning in. Tobinat, thank you very much for producing our broadcast here this morning. So there you have it, folks, the 2010 Prairie Farms Milk Chug. We'll probably put this up on the internet as a podcast, and I suspect before it's all over, somebody's going to put some video up on the internet somewhere too. So this whole thing may be truly more bizarre than what we actually thought. Everyone, so for the 2010 Milk Chug, I'm Terry Toad. Back to Tobinat in our studios.